The City of Sacramento says it will continue to manage three major downtown venues, the Sacramento Convention Center, Memorial Auditorium, and the Community Center Theater. The Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Soritz, joins me now to talk about this story and other business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
This announcement from the city comes after the city was considering private management of those places.
That's right. You might remember that last year, the city said it was looking for private companies interested in taking over management of these three city-owned venues. Now, there was a winning bidder, a partnership between Live Nation Entertainment, the Sacramento Kings, and SMG. Negotiations moved forward, but ultimately there was no management contract. City employees will continue to manage the complex.
So what happened?
Well, basically, through the experience, the city was able to compare how the current operation works with the possibility of outside management. And ultimately, those involved in the operation decided city employees were already doing a great job. Now, the city is working on a management and operations plan for the venues based on what it learned through the process.
And these places are going through some major rehab, right? Some major upgrades.
Yeah, that's why these discussions are even more critical. Now, over the next 4 years, the city plans to invest more than $220 million into these three venues. And of course, there's always a possibility it could seek a contract for outside promotion in the future.
There was some big news on the local media scene this week. The Sacramento Bee made another round of newsroom layoffs.
Yes, the latest round of job cuts includes 15 journalists at the Bee, 12 of whom were represented by the Pacific Media Workers Guild. And another 8 positions were cut from the newspaper's production department. Now, this is the latest development after years of reorganizations, employee buyouts, and staff reductions at the local paper.
I know the Bee's parent company, McClatchy, has been trying to cut costs for a while now. These Sacramento layoffs, they weren't the only jobs cut this week.
Yeah, another 14 news positions will be eliminated across the company's 10 newspapers in the West, along with those newsroom workers. An unspecified number of production positions will be cut across the other papers in the West.
So McClatchy's made these cuts. How is this going to affect the company's news strategy? Are the papers cutting back on some areas of coverage?
Well, this is apparently part of a larger restructuring that's designed to have teams of employees working across markets to produce higher profile content. McClatchy owns 30 media properties in 14 states, and the company is now emphasizing regional collaboration between its papers. At the same time, it says it still aims to focus on local news as well.
Last week, Sonia, we were talking about shopping malls and how they're adapting to potentially losing big tenants like Sears. And you described how the Westfield Galleria at Roseville is looking at businesses, sort of beyond the traditional retailers. Now it looks like an entertainment center is joining the mall.
Yeah, that's right. Round One Entertainment Incorporated, a company that began in Japan and expanded to the United States, lists the Galleria location as coming soon on its website. The company's locations feature attractions such as bowling lanes, arcade games, and karaoke rooms. It's just another sign of how much retail has changed. On its website, this entertainment company specifically says it looks for locations in enclosed super regional malls.
Where exactly is this place going to be in the mall? Do you know?
No. Representatives of the mall haven't commented so far on the possible addition. And I did hear back from the entertainment center company, but they told me only that there isn't a solid schedule for opening the Roseville site, and more updates might be available later this year. Of course, changes are in the works at the Roseville Mall as retail evolves. It appears Sears is shutting down its Galleria store.
You mentioned karaoke, bowling, and arcade games. Anything else this entertainment business might be offering?
Yeah, there's a lot of other elements, but one notable thing is that in addition to its games, Round One will also offer food. A menu online includes options such as pizza, burgers, wings, and drinks at the bar, of course. It's part of this growing idea of eatertainment, the combination of food and games for entertainment. We've seen the growth of this concept locally with Punch Bowl Social in downtown Sacramento and Dave & Buster's, which has a location across the street from the Galleria Mall.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.